From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 24th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Hunter Town Board will hold public hearings next week on extending the suspension of three land use local laws for an additional 3 months. Town Land Use Committee Chairman David Cuckle told the town board last month more time was needed for the committee to finish its revision of the local land use laws. This will be the second three-month extension of the town's ban on land use applications initiated in October of 2014. The original moratorium was intended to last for 9 months. During the moratorium, no applications have been processed by the planning or town board. No approvals were given, and no action was taken on site plan reviews, subdivision laws, and lot land alterations. The building ban halted at least two pending ventures from moving forward, the five-duplex Williamsburg residential project and the Cortina Mountain Estates, a 95-unit subdivision adjacent to the Cortina Mountain Ski Resort. Huntertown Supervisor Darrell Legg stressed the hearings next week are being held to consider the extension, not the proposed changes. The hearings will be held beginning at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 29th, at the Town Hall in Tannersville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Planning Board has approved the final details of the PS21 permanent building plan. Chatham Town Attorney Cal Rappelier made the announcement at a meeting of the Chatham Town Board last week. Rappelier said the final unresolved piece was the developer's agreement providing the town with a little more power in noise enforcement. The agreement mandates that a designated PS21 staff member be available at the performance venue for neighbors to contact in the event sound levels get too high. Rappelier said, and I quote, "If there's an issue, that person will make sure the sound is turned down," end quote. He said a limiter will be installed and sound levels will be measured outside the building at a distance of 10 feet. Those results would then be forwarded to the town zoning officer for follow-up. He also said, and I quote, "If this doesn't work, we have to go back to the drawing board," end quote. Jesse DeGroote said the agreement was, and I quote, "a good step forward, but it won't hurt us to wait a month," end quote. The matter was tabled until October. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Keisha Cluckley is reporting at Politico New York that students in grades 3 through 8 statewide could be completing standardized tests online by the 2016-17 academic year. The state began the push toward computer-based testing in 2012, but is now setting the timeline for implementation as part of its $44 million five-year contract with Minneapolis-based testing company Questar Assessments, Incorporated. The Education Department sent out a memo to all school districts on Tuesday, September the 22nd, soliciting volunteers to have some students complete the math or English language arts fields test online instead of on paper this spring. Districts will have the option of offering online testing for the actual state exams in the 2016-17 school year. The rollout will be slow so that logistical issues can be worked out and allow for feedback from the districts. Though it will take major planning on the part of the Education Department, the move to online testing will be beneficial in a number of ways, including allowing teachers to have almost immediate feedback rather than waiting several months for test results. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Andrea Macko in the Greenbelt Pioneer is reporting that over 100 residents in the Bates Hollow area have signed a petition requesting different first responders after several slow responses from emergency services. Dottie Como organized a petition after a Labor Day incident where it took 45 minutes for an ambulance to arrive for her neighbor. Another resident of the area that abuts Preston Hollow in Albany County and Broome in Schoharie County, Mary Leggett, says of a different incident with her daughter, and I quote, "We would have been better off throwing her in the car and driving ourselves," end quote. Emergency response in the area comes from Middleburg, and the petition asked to have that changed to Rensselaerville, which responded to the area before a 911 system change. Residents say Middleburg is 18.2 miles away, and Rensselaerville is just 8.6 miles away. Como organized a public meeting at the Broome Town Board at 7 p.m. on September the 24th at the Broome Town Hall on Route 145. And in our final story, the Greenville Pioneer reports that the town of Westerlo in southern Albany will celebrate its 200th anniversary September the 25th through the 27th with a series of events, including a look at the anti-rent rebellion. Albany County began as Rensselaerwick, 726,000 acres inherited by Stephen Van Rensselaer III from Dutch ancestors. Feudalism reigned over the region until the 1839 rebellion. Singers will retell the story of how, when Rensselaer died and split the land between two sons, those two sons attempted to collect back rent. Rebellion ensued, starting from the Hildenburg area in Albany County. Besides the concert on September the 25th at Town Hall, there will be fireworks and the grand opening of the Westerlo Museum on September the 26th and a community picnic on September the 27th. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 6:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:48 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 24th day of September 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.